Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. And I hope that over the next 2 hours, or 1 hour, depending on where you're listening to the show on, because we have different lengths for different stations, that you will have an absolutely great time. We will also get to some of the emails and letters that came in with some requests. In the second hour, we're going to be bringing you a live concert of Peggy Lee, one of the most phenomenal vocalists of the 20th century, that was recorded in 1959. We begin, however, with the Ahmed Jamal Trio, with a recording made February 2nd, 1970 for the Impulse label. It has just been remastered on CD, and we managed to get a copy of it, and it sounds better than ever. Here they are with The Awakening. The Awakening by the Ahmed Jamal Trio from 1970 from an album called the same name. In that recording, it also featured Jamal Nasser on bass and Frank Gant on drums. Now, I'm going to mention two children's programs. First, Sesame Street. Now you're saying to yourself, why would I mention Sesame Street in a jazz show? Well, if you watch a lot of the earlier episodes from the late 60s and 70s, jazz was an integral part of the show. Going back a little further, Peanuts. No, I don't mean the kind that you'd probably eat in the club or with your beer or something. I'm talking about the cartoon by Charles Schulz. It was a comic strip that appeared for many years in newspapers in the United States, Canada, and in many other countries. There was also a number of TV specials that were done. And jazz was an integral, and I can't stress that enough, part of those TV specials. The musician who composed a lot of the compositions for the Peanuts Gang, Charlie Brown, Linus, Schroeder, Snoopy, and Lucy, was Vince Guaraldi. Recently, the Concord Jazz label in the United States reissued the first edition album that was released in 1964 on Fantasy Records. We're going to listen to two tracks from it back to back. First, the iconic Linus and Lucy. And I think after you hear the first few bars, you will say to yourself, I know what that is. That'll be followed by Blue Charlie Brown. Thank you. Charles Guiraldi playing music from the Peanuts Gang. We heard there Linus and Lucy, and that was followed by Blue Charlie Brown. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. Our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now move to a request for a listener of ours who was listening to us on a radio station in Bangkok, Thailand. His name is Lei Dashin, and he said that many years ago, when he was studying English in the United Kingdom, he came across the music of Helen Mirrell, and could we play something from her today? Now, he suggested a number of songs, and we actually had all of them, so we can't play every single one, but you said if we have any one of them, the one that you want to hear most is the composition by Cole Porter. I've Got You Under My Skin, going to Lei Dashin in Bangkok, Thailand.
Anything come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. Every time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin.
Helen Mirrell, I've Got You Under My Skin, going out to Lay De Shin, who lives in Bangkok, Thailand. Lay is originally from Hong Kong, but has been living in Thailand for the past 23 years, which explains the name. It doesn't sound very Thai, Lay. Anyway, thank you for tuning in and writing us. And we've just sent you off a small thank you gift. Let's now move to Dave Koz with his latest release called Hello Tomorrow, which features a fantastic group of songs as well as special guest musicians such as Boney James, Dana Glover, Keb Moe, Brian Culbertson, Marcus Miller, and the one we're going to take a listen to next, which features Herb Alpert. The song is called This Guy's in Love with You, which was a hit for Herb Alpert. Here it is, sung and performed by Dave Koz, with trumpet by Herb Alpert.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell. We know each other very well. How care I show you? I'm glad got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. This guy's in love, and what I do to make you mine. Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking. Don't let my heart keep breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking. Don't let my heart keep breaking. My heart keeps breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. If not, I just
This Guy's in Love with You, Dave Koz, playing saxophone and vocals, featuring Herb Alpert on trumpet. And just so you know, that song was actually a big hit for Herb many years ago. We now move to a new collection of 20 tracks from RCA and Sony, featuring the works of Django Reinhardt, who was a fantastic guitarist who was originally from Belgium. He had a, how would I put it, strong personality, and was known sometimes not to show up for gigs and recording sessions. This double CD features some of his most popular recordings, and we'll listen to two of them back to back. The first is called Minor Swing, that was composed by Django and Stepan Grappelli, the jazz violinist who played with Django on most of his sessions. This will be followed by Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. the incredible Django Reinhardt on guitar, and Stephen Grappelli on jazz violin, with Honeysuckle Rose, and before that, Minor Swing. This is from a new double CD featuring the music of Django Reinhardt. We now go to Louis Wu in Malaysia, who would like to hear something from Dexter Gordon. He said, to him, jazz means freedom. Well, it certainly does. The track we're going to listen to is from an album called The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon that came out on the Jazzland label in 1960. It features Dexter Gordon on tenor saxophone, Richard Boone on trombone, Martin Banks on trumpet, Dolo Crocker on piano, Charles Green on bass, and Lawrence Marble on drums. This is a fascinating album because it was produced by Cannonball Adderley. The track is called Lovely Lisa.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon and Lovely Lady. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. If you wish to make a request, our email is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also check out all past editions of the program by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Just a reminder, coming up in the second hour of the program, we're going to be bringing you a live concert of Peggy Lee, recorded in 1959, and that's coming up in a few moments. To close off the first hour of the show, we're going to listen to an album called Shades of Jade from Mark Johnson. This was released on the ECM label in 2005. It features Joe Lovano on tenor sax, the fantastic jazz guitarist John Schofield, Elena Ellis on piano, Joey Barron on drums, and Alan Matlett on organ, and of course, Mark Johnson on double bass. The track is called Rays. Stay tuned. More great music will continue right here on Jazz for the Asking.